First act of the evening, Mr. Jim Smith.
Evening, Glasgow. How are you doing? Good, yes. It's lovely to be here. It's a big deal for me to be down in Glasgow. I come from a farm in the middle of rural Perthshire, right in the middle of nowhere. No, it's true. It's a big deal, me coming down here. It's only like my third time out the Glen. So, it is. No, I mean, the whole village came out to wish me luck, you know, when I set off 3 days ago. So, the first time I ever came out the Glen, I got sent away to Agricultural College at Aberdeen when I was 17. And it was a life-changing experience. And if you don't know what it's like at Agricultural College, which I can imagine none of you do, it's a bit like, you know, Top Gun the movie? It's a bit like that, except it's for tractor drivers. Just an Aberdonian guy going, aye, hello there, it's Shandy here, a question of flyby. Half an hour. I've got a bogey on my tail. So yeah, so I'm a farmer. I'm genuinely a farmer. I wouldn't make that up. I mean, why would you lie about a job like that to, you know, to make yourself seem more exotic? You know, I mean, like when I was at Aberdeen trying to chat up girls, I would say I was like a dolphin trainer in Aberdeen Harbour or something like that, you know. Never say I was a farmer, you know. I've never been to a bar in Glasgow and said to a lassie, well, don't tell anyone, but I'm actually a farmer. She's went, really? I'll not be needing these then, you know. As if women in Glasgow wear knickers. So. Just to get a girlfriend, I was terrible, you know. And the first girl I had, she had one of these traditional Perth names that could either be a girl's or a boy's name, you know. Malcolm, I think. And then she dumped me. But now I'm in internet dating. Is the way forward for me. I'm always going for the farming angle because farmers like to marry other farmers to expand the farm. So I'm like, I'm emailing them away, you know, like. Not normal questions like, what do you do for a laugh, or what's your hobbies? It's more like, do you have land? You know? What height are you? 5'11". No, I meant above sea level. What? My favourite accent of all is Fife, because my grandparents were from Fife, and this Bob from Kennedy would come up and babysit us. And he was a great Scottish storyteller. Instead of getting to the point of the story within 2 minutes, he'd litter the story with totally irrelevant bits of information, but making the story a lot more exotic and interesting. So he was reading my bedtime story one night in his strong Kennedy accent, and the only book I had at the time was the Star Wars movie picture book. And Bob just didn't read it as George Lucas had intended. I mean, Bob really fifed it up. I mean, he had that. And he sparked the cigarette and he says, a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there was an offy laddie called Darth Vader. Now, no matter what you thought of this Darth Vader, you had to admit, he'd done bloody well for himself. He'd left the school at only 15 year old, and he got an apprenticeship with the Rebel Alliance, where he was time served and trained under Obi-Wan Kenobi. Incidentally, Obi-Wan Kenobi's brother Judy, he had a butcher shop in Kinross. After 3 years, he got paid off. And I mind it fine, it was the Friday night of the Highland Show. And he came in to see me and Margaret, we were on a bite of high tea in the Crosnays and Anstruther. I had the scampi, she had the steak pie. Anyway, I'm halfway through a Knickerbocker Glory, and he comes in and he says, Bob, I've been paid off. I says, you haven't? He says, I have. I says, you haven't? I says, I have. I says, you're joking? He says, I'm not joking, Bob, I'm deadly serious. I says, well, don't you worry, because I can't a boy that can't a boy. I says, phone this number, and he phoned the boy up, and it was the evil emperor of the evil galactic empire. because they're a Deblin Kirkcaldy. And he says, right, be in my yard Monday morning. And that was 32 years ago this August. Well, they started him on the lorries. And then they put him through his welding course. That's why he always has to wear the mask. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how much of the Radio 4 listeners down south will understand much of that. But anyway, guys, that's my time. But you've been an absolute delight. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.